888-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And you're really proud of this piece of work, right?
Oh, we're very proud of it, yes.
All right, I want to talk with Dean Wheeler. He's with an artistic, it's an artist co-op in Northern California, and he has won the Northern California Religious Tolerance Foundation Award for Courage in Artistic Statement. And you've done a piece called Jesus Dinner?
Jesus Dinner, Phil, is perhaps my seminal piece at this time. I work mostly in multimedia, but this is a still life that is done from kind of a fluid still life done from a variety of media.
All right, this is in the middle of Newton Park in Novato, California. You erected a manger scene. Now, let me ask you something. Are you hoping for funding from the NEA?
Well, not only am I hoping for funding from the National Endowment for the Arts, but I expect to get it because this is the seminal piece in my career. This is a piece that I think brings together all the influences of my career in a very, I think, in a very fluid and very unifying way.
Tell me about Jesus Dinner.
I'd be happy to, Phil. It is a manger scene with a twist, and that's how we advertise it. A manger scene with a twist. There is a manger scene with the baby Jesus sitting in a microwave. He's not in a manger. He's not in swaddling clothes. It's the naked Jesus in a microwave. Standing around him is Mary and the animals in this manger scene. And through the roof of the manger is an unexploded U.S. bomb. It says product of the United States. And the nose of the bomb is pointed directly at the microwave in which sits Jesus. Now, the modern Afghan family doesn't live much different from the way people lived 2,000 years ago. So what we wanted to do is tie in the United States military strikes in Afghanistan with the Christmas theme of Jesus. Many Afghan families live in stables and in caves, and so in order to tie that in, we thought we would show an American bomb landing in an Afghan home, and it just happens to be...
The place where Jesus is being born.
Just happens to be the place where Jesus is being born. The thought is, what if one of our bombs blew up Jesus? What if right now in Afghanistan... Jesus is being born somewhere, or another Jesus is being born somewhere, one of our bombs could blow away any chance for a second coming. And I think that's something for people to think about. I think it's something for us to sit down and quietly contemplate, and that's why we call Jesus Dinner a meditation piece. You're invited to come and to sit and to meditate on the possibility of Jesus being blown to bits while he is being cooked in a microwave. We're very proud of the piece because we do feel it states very intrinsically the religious value, I think, of modern life and how it can be debased and completely shrunk to the level of dinner, and at the same time, the military attacks in Afghanistan.
All right, well, obviously this is going to be a controversial piece.
Oh, it's a courageous piece. I have made my career on being a courageous artist. I do believe in courage in art. And I make no bones about it. I will not be muzzled. I will not be told that I can't do something. I'm a courageous artist. I state my mind, and I state what's on my mind. And
let me ask you, not to interrupt you, Dean, what does the... You got a sign, don't turn Jesus into hamburger?
Well, that is correct.
And you have hamburger meat strewn around the manger and around Mary?
Yes, that comment on what Mary and the baby would look like if the bomb had hit the manger has drawn a great deal of criticism, but as an artist, I'm used to it, and I, you know, a lot of people would try to intimidate me from saying what I want to say.
And then you have Joseph decapitated with his head stuck on a tiki torch, is that correct?
That is correct.
Why a tiki... I don't understand...
Well, the tiki torch represents modern suburban American life, and so... what we're saying with Jesus Dinner is that Jesus is figuratively being cooked by the American military strikes in Afghanistan, and Joseph is being sacrificed on the tiki torch of American suburban excess. And with the hamburger meat strewn around, we're reminding people that It's just one short step from Mary being the mother of God to something you could put in a bun. And that's kind of where I go with that. I'm very courageous. I say what I want to say, and I know it shocks a lot of people, but that is, we're living in a world gone lost. We must connect war with the most sacred religious event, and Jesus Dinner, I think, slaps the face of America with reality. We need to be slapped across the face. That's what I do with my art. I walk up to people, I open my hand, and I slap them right across the face. And it's what they need.
All right, but you said, Dean, you're getting an NEA grant.
Well, we've applied for one. And I feel this is such an important work and such an important statement to a very lost world. It's part of the... We have Joseph and Mary and Jesus, I think, in the way that they ought to be depicted in the midst of this Afghan war.
But the NEA, you have applied for a grant from the NEA.
That is correct.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. He's with the Northern California Artist Co-op, and he's won an award, Courage and Artistic Statement, for a manger scene that he's done called Jesus Dinner. Jesus is in a microwave, Joseph's head's on a tiki torch, there's hamburger meat strewn about, and there's a bomb that's going through the roof of the manger. This is extremely offensive to religious people.
Well, I think they need to be just cuffed right across the face with the right kind of slap. I'm an artist. I'm a serious artist, and I make serious statement about art. And so it takes an artist like me to walk up to Mr. and Mrs. America and saying, why don't you get out of your television room? Why don't you leave your billiard room? And why don't you just face reality that you could be turning Jesus into meatloaf with our attacks in Afghanistan?
And no, but the reason why I say what I say is because I don't see the taxpayers standing still for a grant for you from the NEA. What are you hoping to achieve with an NEA grant?
Oh, well, what we're going to get, Phil, is a travel grant for exhibiting Jesus Dinner and a generous per diem for myself and my girlfriend who travels with me, and it does act as my muse.
And by muse, what do you mean?
She's my inspiration. She helps with erecting the pieces. I sleep late because I only work at night, and so she, for the most part, has gone out working. She works as a waitress, but with the per diem grant, she won't have to work as many hours.
But I'm saying to you, the people of the United States are not going to want to give you this.
Well, if the NEA doesn't give me that, you mean not giving me the money?
Yeah, no, the American taxpayer is not going to want to approve.
Well,
what are you laughing at?
Well, that's inconceivable. The American taxpayer must give me the grant for Jesus Dinner, because if they don't, it will prove the cowardice of the present government and the cowardly ways of our government continues to harass artists such as myself. And I think it will prove how bankrupt our policies in Afghanistan are. Any person with real religion should applaud my effort at showing them what's really in their hearts with Jesus Dinner. And that is the desire of most Americans to take Jesus, Joseph, and Mary and cook them in an oven at an even 350 degrees. I mean, that's what the American war effort's doing.
Well, you know what? I'm not even going to debate with you the American war effort.
Well, please don't, Mr. Henry, because I'm very equipped to debate, certainly with a talk show host.
All right, I'll take that to mean whatever. But what I'm saying is I'm not going to debate the war effort. I just would say to you, I doubt very much if the NEA is going to give you a grant to exhibit Jesus Dinner, a manger scene that shows a bomb going through the roof of the manger, Jesus sitting in a microwave, and Joseph's head stuck on a tiki torch.
Well, they may not want to, but they're going to have to, because I'm a very courageous artist. I say a lot of things that need to be said. I think I'm very unique. And I need this money because, as I said to you before, my girlfriend has been supporting us with her waitress job, and we're ready now to step up to a level that I think is more... we want to step up to a Jackson Pollock level, to an Andy Warhol level. I think that my work is every bit as important as Pollock's or Warhol's. In fact, better in many ways. David Hockney, I think, has said it very clearly. Art in America today needs to be supported. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm right here. I'm just taking in what you're saying. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler. He's an artist. He has created Jesus Dinner, And it contains images that I would think a lot of people who are of religious mind might find offensive. Jesus in a microwave, hamburger meat everywhere, a bomb coming through the manger. But what he said, I think, that struck me the most was that he expects a grant from the NEA, which would provide money for exhibiting Jesus dinner across the country, and a generous, and I'm quoting him, a generous per diem. And if he doesn't get it, it proves how bankrupt our policies in Afghanistan are. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, the installation costs for such an exhibit could be very expensive. And among some of the things that he's demanding from the NEA is assistance to spread the hamburger meat. The head of Joseph has to be re-speared. Jesus needs to be slightly baked. There's an incredible expense, and this should not come out of his pocket, but from the pocket of the NEA. And that means your pocket. 1-800-449-8686. Hamburger meat. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry,
1-800-449-8686. Well, Dean Wheeler is with us. He's an artist. When you say you're an artist, do you have any formal training as an artist?
Well, I don't really believe in formal training as an artist. I think it... I just, as a child, I would put things together. I worked in different mediums and paints and things. I just throw things together and it comes out artistically. I like that. I don't believe in the sort of fascist ways that art teachers behave and make people do things that they don't want to do. I do what I want to do. I think people need to understand that, you know, we must realize in this time of pain that art is the only thing that will heal, and art must be funded. So I demand tax dollars so that I can exhibit Jesus dinner, because it's really good. It's. I'm very proud of
You're very proud that Jesus is in a microwave, and...
And the head on the tiki torch. That's really...
Why do you need funding to help spread the hamburger meat?
We just need people to assist us and say, I guess you don't know much about art, do you, Mr. Henry?
Well, maybe I don't, but why do you need funding so that you get assistance to help set up the piece, Jesus dinner?
That is correct. We need people to help us set up the hamburger meat and to spread the head on the torch, because I can't tire myself out. I have to sit and I have to supervise how they do it. I sit in a chair and I say, no. Move the torch to the left, and more meat. That's, if there's one thing that I just can't get through anybody's head, is I need more hamburger meat. It what I think is it affects the modality and motif.
The modality and motif. All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Dean Wheeler. He is the artist who created Jesus Dinner. It shows a bomb going through the manger and Jesus sitting in a microwave, among other things. Here is Danny on the Phil Hendry Show. Danny?
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
I just want to ask this fellow a question. Do you believe in God?
God is an interesting concept, Danny. I don't know. I sit and I think, is that God in the sense of a guy in a suit with a beard, or is it God in the sense of a more of a flowing energy? I believe in energy. I've worshipped energy for years. I worship my own energy. What I believe, Danny, is if there is a God, I think I am God. I think you could be God, and it's all of our energy.
Okay. Let me ask, why are you depicting Jesus in this thing you call art that you're doing? Why are you depicting Jesus if you believe that you could be God?
Well, I believe I could be God, but Jesus, is he God, or is he just another piece of meat to go into the microwave? You know, it's an interesting concept. Jesus is worshipped by people, and I believe he was a man of peace, but we say with Jesus dinner, he's not just a man of peace, he is a man in pieces because of the bomb and the hamburger. You see what I'm saying, Danny?
No,
You see where I'm going? See,
I don't.
I'm an artist. I'm an artist, and I think in symbolic terms. We have to realize that Jesus could be with us today if it wasn't for war.
Well, okay. I just want to say
it reflects society. And if we're dropping bombs in Afghanistan, we could be blowing up another Jesus.
Well, okay.
There might be one being born in Kandahar right now, and now he's just hamburger meat, and it could have been pretty good for us.
You think that there could be another Jesus being born in Kandahar, Afghanistan right now, but an American bomb would blow him up?
Yeah, blow him up and spread him all over the place.
What you're doing is blasphemy. What you're doing is extreme blasphemy.
That's great. Are you willing to donate to the exhibit?
Well, are you listening what the man's saying?
What did you say, Danny?
No, what he is doing, if I could just please speak.
Yeah, no, go ahead. What did you say about...
What you're doing is blasphemy.
Yeah,
this is
okay.
Extreme blasphemy.
Are you interested?
And any person... No, I just shut up.
Well, I just want to know...
Interested in giving you one red cent, and I hope...
Danny, please watch your language.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. He shouldn't censor you like that, Danny. You should be allowed to use that word.
No, he's right.
No, he's wrong.
I am no type of person to be saying stuff like that.
I don't believe in censoring people. I think you ought to be able to say...
Don't say the word, please, okay?
Okay, I won't say the word no more.
Censorship, huh? Look at that,
okay.
Danny. Look at Mr. Henry is keeping both you and me from expressing ourselves.
And you're deterring the subject.
I'm doing what?
You're deterring the subject of what I'm trying to say.
What's that mean?
You are keeping him off the subject.
Oh, all right. Well,
okay, I hope to God above that you don't get a dime of money.
Danny, you
and I want to know.
Thing.
I want to ask you a question. Have you ever worked a day in your life? Have you ever actually sat down and worked 40-hour week?
Well, work is a relative term.
Okay, term. You are one lazy person. I want you to know that.
Lazy? I worked all summer on Jesus dinner.
And it's a blasphemous act.
I don't know what you mean by blasphemous. I like to think of it as very religious. I think it worships God.
Religious? You've got Jesus,
yes.
Baby Jesus in a microwave,
well,
Joseph's head
that?
On a stick,
well,
a bomb sitting there in a house.
Right. Well, don't you think that God would appreciate that?
No, I do not. Not at all.
I think that God, in his own way, would love to be cooked.
Yeah, whatever.
What are you talking about, man? Look, you may be an artist.
Oh, it's over your head, huh?
No, you are no such a thing as an artist.
Well,
you
Danny,
are a backstreet alley person that doesn't
you.
Know a thing.
Danny,
Well, wait a minute. Both of you guys aren't artists. I am. I pour my heart into Jesus dinner. Maybe next summer.
Yeah, you poured your heart into blasphemy.
I'm thinking of doing Jesus dessert next summer. As a statement after the fact, what happens to Jesus after he becomes a meal? Do we have him for dessert?
See
what I'm saying?
No, I don't see
Okay, look, I'm not an artist. Danny's not an artist. We don't know about these worlds that you talk about.
Well, that's right. So the both of you should just learn at my feet, listen to what I'm saying.
Learn at your feet?
Yes, because I have much to teach the world,
Who
Danny, and so
Who do you think you are?
I have so much to teach the world, I fear that I'll be dead within the next 2 years.
Bad to say, but it'd do the world a justice not to have you in here if this is the way you honestly believe.
Well, that's very cruel of you, but perhaps it's true as well. Maybe the best thing that I could do is just to shoot myself. I'm thinking of doing that as a performance art piece. I'm going to blow my brains out in Newton Park.
Wait. Have you been to a psychiatrist? You sound like you're... Are you just saying stuff to say stuff?
I believe he is.
Saying stuff to say. People go to church every Sunday praying for Jesus to enter them.
And you need to be there right at the altar, babe.
With Jesus dinner, you can now have Jesus inside of you. After we...
Oh, come on. We're talking about a spiritual thing here. What are you talking about having him inside?
Well, if he's meatloaf, I...
Okay.
Okay, I've heard enough of this.
Okay, Danny, are you interested in donating to
our
foundation?
No, sir, I certainly am not.
Do you need any extra work, or do you need any other people who know any
people
who need work?
I wouldn't work for you if you paid me
$1 million. Well, we need someone to spread the Jesus meat around.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm not even a religious guy, but what you're saying is bound to make people crazy. And
no, that's all right. They're entitled
see, this real
they're entitled
subject...
After we do, look, they're entitled to their opinion. I'm just saying you must give me the tax money... Because I must be allowed to show Jesus dinner to illuminate other communities.
If you never get to show this work of art that you call it,
what?
It would be a great
you
thing
must
if you
see,
never got to show
Danny,
it.
I think you especially, because I feel I've come to know you in the time we've been speaking, I think you especially would appreciate Jesus dinner.
And you talk about slapping people in the face. If I was with you,
that.
I would slap you in the face personally.
Well, then I'd slap you back, and we'd have a performance art piece, wouldn't we?
Oh,
we'd
my.
Be slapping
I'm going to
right,
go.
Okay.
I'm getting
thank
tired
you,
of hearing
thank
this.
Thank you very much.
Where are you
thank
going?
You,
no, no, where, no, you can't go.
Oh,
I
yes,
need
I
my,
can, too.
No, you cannot. I need money for my tour. And
hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler and his Jesus Dinner.
I need money. Funding.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, otherwise, Guinevere would have to get an abortion. And
all right, we're back on the air here, Dean. Hold on, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler is an artist who's created something called Jesus Dinner, a manger scene where a bomb is coming through the roof of the manger and Jesus, the baby Jesus, is in a microwave. Hamburger meat strewn around, Joseph's head is on a tiki torch. Now, what do you mean your girlfriend will have to get an abortion if you don't get an NEA grant?
Well, the NEA grant will help me exhibit Jesus Dinner and will give me a $500 to $1,000 a day per diem. And then we can live free of the hassle of having to work out there with, you know, the rest of you people. And
The rest of us people, huh?
Well, I don't mean anything, but
Let's get back to this comment. Otherwise, Guinevere has to get an abortion.
Well, she's 6 months pregnant, and if I don't get the grant, there's no way we'll be able to afford a child.
So you'll have her get an abortion if you don't get your NEA grant.
That's right. And that's something I didn't want to really say, but I would say this to everyone listening to your program right now. If I don't get the grant to exhibit Jesus Dinner and show, you know, Joseph's head on a tiki torch or on a stick, then we have to cut the child out of Guinevere, and I'd hate to do that. That just would be kind of sad.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know...
Look, I know you don't get my world, okay? You sort of live out there with the bourgeois. Me, I'm a free spirit. I'm not a part of the bourgeois world.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dean's looking for an NEA grant so he can tour. That's the National Endowment for the Arts, which is tax money.
That's correct. It is tax money.
Hold, let me finish. Which is tax money that would allow you to show your exhibit. Donna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
I sense your hostility.
Am hostile.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Donna.
But the host of the program is very hostile toward me, and I'm an artist.
You're not going to get people who aren't hostile toward you because you're asking for money for everyone else to take care of your life when you should be taking care of your own.
I am. I created Jesus Dinner to show you.
You also created a baby that you're making everybody else feel responsible for, which is not our problem.
Well,
it's yours, and get in the real world. This is the real world.
You must give me money for Jesus Dinner.
I must not give you money for Jesus. If you want to create,
you
need to create and be an artist in a very different way. What you're doing is extremely offensive, and you're never going to get anything.
Ah, but that's what art does, Donna. It slaps you across your face.
Art does not always slap you across the face. There are some very talented artists who are very creative and get their point across without being...
Yes, but they're not courageous like me.
If you were so courageous, you wouldn't be demanding money from people to take care of your life. You're telling the whole world that if you don't get this money from the NEA grant or from the people, that you're going to have your girlfriend have an abortion. You call that being responsible?
Well, she'd have to because there's I can't share my space with a child.
Half the population of the world can't afford their children, and they don't get abortions, sir.
Look at Donna, you sound like a nice person, but it sounds like you probably need to have my art slap you across your face.
This show with you on it has slapped me across the face.
Well,
you are totally taking...
What do you mean, were you slapping people across the face? You've used that term a lot.
I know, what is that?
Well, I'm sensing from the people that call your program that they're bourgeoisie, they're very pedestrian, they have their interesting little lives, I guess, I don't know what they do. They need Jesus Dinner to help them to digest, if you will, Jesus.
No,
are you a Christian?
We need Jesus in our lives, but not in the particular manner that you are trying to
conceive. Are you a Christian?
I am.
Has Jesus worked his way through you?
I'm breathing. I'm living. I have a job.
Right.
I have children.
Eat,
yes, he has.
Or if
I'm
you
very
eat,
fortunate.
I can guarantee
you. I think we all are.
If you eat Jesus, he will work his way through you, right through your colon. And
all right.
That's ridiculous.
Well, Donna, I would love to.
And so you want to sit there and do nothing and have the rest of it. I work
my
every day for a living.
My girlfriend,
why don't
Guinevere
you be
right
an
now?
Artist as a part-time
my
job and go get another job so you can have your baby?
My artistic expression needs all the time of my day. I was working on another piece called Blue Plate Jesus, and slapping my girlfriend gave me the inspiration because I slapped her, and I said, oh, that's what I need to do to people.
Okay, with that remark there,
you just wait a minute. You said you hit your girlfriend?
Yeah, well, I slapped her because she'd come home late. She was working at the Copper Penny as a waitress, and I told her to come home at 11 with my dinner, and she came home at 11:30, and I was angry.
And you slapped your girlfriend?
I slapped her across the face, but Donna, what came of that slap was the realization that I needed to slap you and Phil and everybody that I met.
Honey,
dinner,
can
Jesus,
I say
Jesus
something
dinner,
to you?
Jesus dessert, and eventually Jesus latrine, which we're going to be working on in the summer of 2003.
Well, I don't want to be mean to you,
and
I really do have to go.
I need
but
to
I'm going to say two things
her.
To you.
Slap your girlfriend. And what do you mean, Jesus latrine?
Yeah, what
That's
the heck is that?
When you... Never mind.
Yeah.
All right, Donna, thank you for your call. Let me go over to... I think I know what that means now.
I like to slap. Slapping is great expression. It's artistic. And when my girlfriend comes to the door, I go, hi, and I just cuff her right across the face, and it frees me. It frees me artistically.
It's called abuse, pal.
I don't know. You don't hang those labels on me. I don't live in your world.
You live in my world, man, when you want my money. Darlene, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. It's
yes.
been very interesting.
Yes.
Obviously, great variances in views here. My view happens to be that I think this guy is a fruitcake. I think that there's an insane asylum somewhere that could use your artistic ability. I'm sure the walls could be painted.
When you start giving your tax money, when you give your tax
you know
money
what?
To me
I
for my Jesus dinner,
I think there's a scarecrow in my front yard.
I can't hear her, Phil.
This arm stands for this. This leg stands for this, and expect a grant to do so.
Well, I want you to give me your money.
I find this ridiculous.
I want you to give me your money, Darlene, because
I don't want to give you my money.
Well, we lost her. 1-800-449-8686. Sam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Sam?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm on the line.
Go ahead.
Where'd you find this guy? This guy's a trip. First of all. It's an outright desecration. I don't believe
I
don't follow
I'm
Jesus.
I'm not hung up on
but
those
anyone,
terms, okay? I don't get hung up on those terms.
Anyone that does, anyone that does would know that Jesus, the Son of God, will find his way to earth if he's resurrected, and no bomb will find him if that's what
right.
is intended
but
to
you
happen.
But you don't believe in him. Yeah, okay.
What's that?
But
well,
you don't
I believe in
him.
Other things.
Well,
Believe
in this. What I'm going to be doing with Jesus.
Money.
All right, is everybody going to talk over top of everybody here, or are we
giving
speeches?
Dean,
okay?
Hold on.
No, Sam, you hold on.
Okay,
and Dean,
I'll
you,
hold
and
on.
Dean, you
Speak
hold,
your mind.
And Dean, you hold on. This is the host right. now, okay?
Oh, so you're telling Sam and I what to do?
Yes, I'm telling you and Sam what to do, okay?
Sam, he's telling you what to do. Are you that
That's
much?
That's fine with me.
Are
Go
you
ahead.
Are you someone's bitch? I mean...
Wait a second, all right?
Hold your words.
No, I'm just saying, Sam, that... look, I'll take over for you, Phil. Sam, what Jesus dinner will do for you...
Nothing.
...is... I can't even begin to tell you. When you get kicked right into the balls with this, because it's going to do that. It's going to rock your world. I think you're going to enjoy it, maybe for the first time in your life. So what I need is $500 a day per diem and grant money to help us
That's
tour
wishful
the Jesus
thinking.
Dinner, okay?
Okay, hold your thought for a second.
And what we're going to do with the Jesus dinner is then use that money so that I can, you know, my girlfriend can cut down on her hours at Copper Penny. All right?
So you can beat her up some more.
Well, I slap her only to show her how much I love her.
You're an abuser.
And, well, I don't get hung up on those bourgeois terms. I slap
you slap her because you slap her, okay? You slap her because you don't like her. You slap her because you wanted to bring home your dinner from Copper Penny.
Well, you guys don't get it. I'm an artist, and I don't live in your world.
You don't live in my world, huh?
No, I don't. I live in my world.
Well, where's that?
Well, right now I'm living in Boyle Heights, but...
Okay, man. Good luck. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Four four nine eight six.
Speaking of, am I on? What was I listening to there? I was hearing something reverberating. Something was echoing. Huh? What was that, Craig? Whip it together, will you, brother? I had the cue up on something, man, because I heard some reverberated kind of thing. All right. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Say, speaking of artistic freedom and artistic expression, politically incorrect host Bill Maher, All in the Family creator Norman Lear, comedians Tom and Dick Smothers, comedian activist Dick Gregory, and South Park creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker will be honored by the First Amendment Center for using comedy to advance free speech. The tributes will be given at the 8th Annual U.S. Comedy Arts Festival in Aspen. Is that the one that we were invited to go to? The careers of Whoopi Goldberg and Lily Tomlin will also be recognized. You know, there's something wrong, something rotten in Denmark when we start talking about comedians as artists pushing the boundaries of free speech. Now, there's only one guy that I know who actually was at risk during his performing career in this country, and that was Lenny Bruce. He went to jail. He had his cabaret license pulled. He died of a heroin overdose after years of not being able to work because nobody would let him work because of what he did on his stage. I don't know of anybody that's ever really had to suffer in this country as the result of lack of speech, free speech. Now, I'm talking about, say, the last 30, 40, 50 years, and I can't comment on black performers, for instance. That's a whole different world apart from anything that white people, for instance, experience. You know, a black jazz musician, for instance, not being able to play in a certain club or stay in a certain part of town. All the hassles that African-American performers. I ain't talking about that. I'm just talking about this notion. I laughed when you gave this to me, Janice. This notion that guys like Bill Maher and Tom and Dick Smothers, like they had that show that was on a year and a half, and after that, all they did was play the banjo and look goofy, and then I think one of them did a movie thing, and another guy, I don't know, one of them made wine, what? Matt Stone and Trey Parker, South Park. I mean, it's funny, man, but there's nothing there that's going to get you busted. And isn't that what we're talking about? Especially that last guy with the artistic freedom of Jesus dinner. Look at, in certain countries around the world, there's people going to jail because of the stuff that they do, either on the air or on stage. They go to jail, like in South America, you're rotting in a jail cell because you wrote an article, because you wrote a column, because you put an editorial in the newspaper, and you go out to your car, you turn the ignition, the car explodes. Stuff like that. Now, when somebody puts a bomb under Bill Maher's hood, like in his Grand Cherokee or whatever he drives, then we can start talking about, I certainly don't mean any harm to Mr. Maher. Or is it Mayor? Or is it Mahar? Mehar. And then we can start talking about artistic freedom. I'm going to go to, I guess I'm still going to this Aspen Comedy Festival. Is that what it's called? Or is it called the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival? And whatever the hell it's called, I think I'm still going to be going to this. But don't ever mistake anything that we do in this show for art. And please don't mistake anything that any of these guys do for art. All it is just a bunch of schmucks up there trying to make you laugh. Am I right or am I wrong? Aaron Brockovich, by the way, has got a TV show. ABC has enlisted Aaron Brockovich to spearhead a New York rebuilding project that will turn into a primetime reality TV show. And I guess she's going to be the host or something like that. I think there's a talk show. Here it is. Challenge America with Aaron Brockovich, The Miracle in Manhattan. You know, I saw her speak at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza with my wife. My wife has these tickets for the Distinguished Speakers Series, I think is what it's called. And if there was any doubt in your mind that Aaron Brockovich isn't aware of the great things that she's done, please be assured she's very aware of it. If there's any doubt in your mind that Aaron Brockovich may be a bit too self-effacing to take the plaudits and the credit of the American people for what she's done, let me put your mind to rest. She is completely aware of the great that she's done. She'll be the first to remind you of it. And she's just all that. She's also very aware of her breasts. As we sat there and listened to her speak, she had the dress with the boobs, and that's fine. It's terrific. Janice now tells me that Aaron admits to implants because she's honest, because she tells it like it is. She's got implants, and she's fantastic. Just ask her. She'll let you know. Ain't nothing wrong with that, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. The only problem is I spent like an hour listening to this woman talk. I think that's about, you know, a little bit of that went a long way. I don't know if I'm going to be able to actually sit and watch a TV show hosted by her. But in any event, that was my evening with Aaron Brockovich. And then, of course, my wife's got, like I said, this Distinguished Speaker Series tickets. She wanted me to go with her to go to see the Dalai Lama. And then I said, I can't do that. And she went and she said it was like it sucked. I said, why? Because the cat's up there just, oh, well, another thing I did a long time, I went over there. It was goofy. And you can't, the cat's got the thick accent. And I don't know, a few other people, but she gets mad if I don't go with her. So the other night, where we go? We went and saw Madeleine Albright. Not bad, actually. It was very good. We have these front row seats. I sat there. I nodded off halfway through it. But no, I thought it was actually very good. But I wasn't applauding at everything the woman said, you know? When you go to these things, it was packed, too. Everybody applauds at everything. And then I took my jacket up and hung it on a hanger. Yay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present Madeleine Albright. Yay! Thank you, and it's great to be in Thousand Oaks. Yay! The guy next to me, everything. And then I got rid of the diarrhea by taking kaopectate. Yeah, all right. This dude next to me. I didn't look at him. I didn't say anything to him. And at one point, when I sat down, how should I take this? The guy's with his wife or his girlfriend, I don't know which. I sit down. The girlfriend's next to me. She gets up and trades places with him. And he leaned over and looked at me, and then he looked at her, and then she got up and traded places with him. Now, was it body odor? I don't think so. I shower. I use a very strong antiperspirant. What the hell was that? My wife would have certainly have said to me, boy, you really stink, man. I mean, get a bath. But no. She looks at, he looks at me, and she gets up and trades places with him. Now, what do you think that was, honest to God? I got no idea. Huh?
Maybe he's really, really jealous.
He's jealous? So it's the guy?
Could be.
Well, I had to sit next to him when I think, yeah. Hi, I'm Madeleine Albright. Yeah. And I come from Denver, Colorado. Hey. Maybe she was afraid of a man sandwich. What the hell? And as soon as Aaron Brockovich walked out there and said, my breasts are fake. Yeah. In fact, she didn't have to say a word. She just took her jacket off and the guy went, hey. So don't worry about it, man. If you don't think this show's going to be a hit, ask Aaron. She'll tell you it'd be a smash hit. You know, the movie was fine and the stuff she did was great. But Julia Roberts and that whole, that's fine. Do we got to, like, now she's out doing the real one's doing the speaker circuit. And, she gets up and says, hi, I'm Aaron Brockovich. Yay, yay, yay. I want to get up and be one of them distinguished speakers. Now you got a thing to say. I want to be one of them, what do you call them? Distinguished speakers. And I ain't so distinguished. And I don't talk too good, neither.